Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in for another hour, everybody. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Max Power covering us back in studio. He's got the KFH hotline at 869-1240 that you can call in. You can leave us comments on our video streams on Facebook, YouTube, X. We will make some picks. In just a little bit, we will get you ready for high school football. It's all coming, and it's all what's on tap. Brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, Sriracha cream cheese base tossed with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. We come back in, and we are glad to be with you here on this Friday. We've been talking to LSU coach. Boy, it doesn't help Brian Kelly that nobody seems to have a nice thing to say about him at all. And
I will. He's a good coach.
He is a good coach. I think he's a good coach. I've always thought he was a good coach. Brian Kelly is an interesting one. He was the coach in Division II for a long time. And had just like a dynasty at Grand Valley State. They were very good. They won three straight national championships, won two of them. And that was when I was in college, right there toward the end. And I was like, man, here's this guy. They never lose any games. Those last 3 years were wild. And I was going to a Division II school. And so I'm trying to like make the case, like, great coaches are great coaches. This guy could coach anywhere. And I think it was Notre Dame at the time that had an opening or somebody big. And I was like, they should hire Brian Kelly. And it was like, oh, you're crazy. Well, then he ends up going to Central Michigan, has some success, goes to Cincinnati, has a lot of success, right? And then goes to Notre Dame and has a good run there before his time at LSU. So he is a good coach. He's won everywhere he's ever been, but he has a reputation of kind of being a jerk. And that's of course getting pounded, people pounding their chest about it right now. But it continues to just remain in the headlines. I mentioned this right kind of when you lost your connection, TJ. This YouTube TV ESPN thing has come to a head. We do not have, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber right now, I don't think you have ESPN. I haven't turned mine on this morning, but I got the email overnight that they're done, that they're disconnected. And it's so funny to me, like all the cord cutting and everything that everybody's done and all of these things. And we're back to cable. By the time you get what you want, you're back to an expensive cable bundle. This is why cable was expensive all those years anyway. But they're going to pick and choose. And YouTube TV, at least what they send me, they're going to offer people like $20 if they don't get this figured out. And that's a pretty good gesture, to be perfectly honest with you, because that's like, I have YouTube TV. I have YouTube TV because it is, to me, the easiest place to get all the sports that I want to watch in one easy to go place. If they don't have ESPN, like, especially coming up on college basketball season where it's the most evident for me.
It's such a and they know what they're doing too, to make this contract expire in the middle of college football season as college basketball is about to start up. Like, they did this at a good point to get everybody fired up about, hey, look at this. We're about to lose this.
If it was the summer. Who's the greedy one here? Like, who are we blaming? Who do we cast ESPN. Blame to on this?
ESPN. Because ESPN is trying to hold, I think this is, you know, commentary.
It's their programming.
Yeah, but this is my commentary on the situation, is that this has happened so many times now because they, like, YouTube TVs have the same, you know, price to viewers that attack. Like, I don't think that YouTube is trying to, or Google, whoever runs, I think Google runs YouTube TV, is trying to, like, increase their triple bottom line by, like, trying to lowball ESPN, because they know that that's a driving force of what probably 80% of their customers, at least the over majority, want. And so I think that this is ESPN, especially now with their app that you can just go watch ESPN on now and not need YouTube TV, saying, hey, like, you don't, we don't really need you anymore. Like, if you want us, this is what price that we want.
They do need YouTube TV. This will get done. They need them because a lot of they need viewers, and they still need
that. That's what their whole point. If you're going to subscribe to YouTube TV, you just subscribe to our service.
Yeah, that it's I think it's just a negotiation, and it's unfortunate, but you work in the television industry. These broadcast rights deals, you probably should be on the side of ESPN, because the distributors are like the biggest chunk of change coming into local TV affiliates, I think, is still those broadcast right deals to the distributors. And those have shrunk significantly over the years. So, like, everyone wants to throw stones at ESPN, and I get that. This is ESPN's programming, and they think it's more valuable. And they think YouTube TV ought to have to pay more to have it. And yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
It's a negotiation, like you're saying, and I agree. And I mean, both sides are entitled to, you know, the prices that they're bringing to the table. But unfortunately, you know, if one side budges, whatever side it is, it's going to be at the foot of the viewers, which kind of sinks.
ESPN has a history, I think, of overplaying its hand on things. Longhorn Network, you know, maybe, I don't know. There have been examples of it where they probably are a little too aggressive on stuff, but I will say, like, they're making a big over aggressive mistake if they don't think they need YouTube TV or other people, because the reality is, yes, they have an app. It's great. It's fine. Whatever. I don't use it very often. I use YouTube TV. The only time I use it is when it's a plus game and I'm watching the Shockers or college football when it's KU. That's literally the only time I use the ESPN app. I'm going to YouTube TV to watch ESPN, which I think is what the majority of people are doing. If they lose that, their audience will shrink tremendously, and they can't afford that, because then they can't boast the viewership to go sell the big ad dollars for Monday Night Football, right? Yep. Like, that's where it's going to be a big problem. And I think that's where YouTube TV, they're still, like, their value to the table is distribution, right? It's the distribution piece. Like, we can get your product out to the most people. And that also benefits you, by the way, when you sell ads. I think this will probably not last very long. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they had it back by tomorrow in time for college football. Yeah.
They will. They will.
So, you know, we'll just, and the reason this sucks so hard is there's a lot of businesses out there that may be reliant on that programming, like in their restaurant or their bar, that they've already subscribed to this stuff, and they're just like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I can't have a college football Saturday here. Like, that, like, that sucks. That's where this really gets to be a pain in the ass, quite frankly.
This is pretty fun. I pulled up my YouTube TV, and like, I literally, it's one of the only things that I watch is ESPN, like just SportsCenter all day, basically, or whatever, Get Up and all the shows like that. And so that's always like my first 10 suggestions of ESPN, ESPN News, ESPN
suggesting U. now.
Now I'm looking at The Real Housewives on Bravo, HGTV, Pets and Pickers on Animal Planet. I didn't know these channels existed.
I'm telling you,
the
like
Smithsonian local, channel.
The local TV and sports are legitimately the only thing I watch on there. Because if I watch like shows, and I love good shows, I'm watching those on the apps, right, that I have, like, which aren't very many, to be honest. Like, I just have a handful, but there's enough
there.
That's
what's so weird about the way that TV has gone, and it's true, and, like, we talk about it all the time, is that, like, there's no reason to have cable unless you want sports or the news, and, like, literally anything else. Like, nobody's buying cable to watch George and Mandy or whatever, the Big Bang Theory, like
because they can get that other places.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu if you want it. Yeah, and it's $10 and not $100.
YouTube TV is very, I mean, I'll be honest, like if YouTube TV didn't have the Red Zone channel, I wouldn't have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
That's why I even went there in the first place. I'll probably just go to whoever has the Red Zone channel because my favorite television experience is a Sunday with the Red Zone. So like we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not in any rush because I don't really care right now, but we'll see what they do. But I bet this is a quick negotiation. At some point, both sides need to just be like, you know what? We kind of need each other. Let's get this. Let's figure this out real quick because this is silly. Like we're being dumb here and they will. You think ESPN wants to go into a college football Saturday when their audience is about to just get annihilated? I'm an advertiser right now, and I have bought ads, television ads, in a variety of places, if I saw this happening, I'd be on the phone with my rep right now saying, if you guys aren't out to YouTube TV this weekend, you better pull my ad. I'm not paying for an ad because you're not going to be able to deliver it to as many people as I bought it for.
Yeah, it's true. That's the other part of it, too. It's a big deal. But, I mean, that's the big question about, you know, I don't know. This is what I'm saying is that, like, they are going into a college football Saturday. You don't think that there's going to be, I don't know what number you want to throw out there, people that, you know, I don't even know who's played on there. But, like, if you're an Alabama fan, they've got the 11 a.m. kick. And it's just like, man, like, I'll go pay $40 to go get the subscription so I can watch Alabama play. Like, they're going to get an uptick big time tomorrow.
You think ESPN?
Hopefully. Oh, yeah, I think they will. I think that people are desperate. Like, people will go to extreme. Like, that's the reason that pay-per-view fights exist.
But that's not sustainable.
No, right? But they're going
to
get some.
It's not going to be as many. Back to the advertisers. You're buying an amount of people. It's not some floating number.
Now you're going to get into legal talk whenever you talk about the ads.
Well, no, you can just pull it. You can pull an ad. I mean, you could just say, nope, sorry. Like, you're not going to be able to deliver. Most of the time, you're fighting for that space if you're an advertiser because it's the best return on your investment right now, to me, in my opinion, is live sports. And you're about to lose a lot of what you're buying. So it will be interesting. My prediction is solved before college football kicks off on Saturday, but we'll see. Good news is NFL football, you can watch it all right on 12 News this weekend. Let's make some picks when we return on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and we are here with you on this Friday, ready to make some picks. Glad to be with you. Brandon Zinner will not be able to attend, but I do have his picks. So we've got all kinds of fun to have over the next few minutes here. Three college games, three NFL games. TJ, I haven't seen the standings. I don't know if you sent them or not, but
oh my gosh, I haven't tallied them up yet.
We'll be fine. We'll get those to you before the end here. We're gonna make up a random order of picks then, because I don't have the numbers in front of me. But I do have the games. Max, hit it. Let's make some picks.
Hey, sports bettors. Ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
And we'll do it. We'll start with the college end of this. We are joined now by Tommy Caster and Paul Savage to make these picks. And we'll just go in a random order. And we're going to start with one of the early ones, K-State at Texas Tech. Texas Tech at K-State. K-State at home. Getting 7 points. I'll just go first here. I want to believe in K-State badly. The door is open for them. I am a little concerned, though, about how they're going to move the ball against this Texas Tech defense. 7 points is a lot of points at home. Texas Tech returns their quarterback. I'm going to real tentatively take Texas Tech and lay the points here. We'll see. This is a huge test for K-State, but I'm going to take Tech and I'm going to lay the points. TJ?
I'm taking the Cats. They're covering a touchdown. This is going to be a grind them out game. They got their quarterback back, but he hasn't played in a month. That might be worth something. And K-State's playing like one of the best teams in the Big 12. This was probably going to be like a pick'em line heading into the season. It'd be really close. And I'm taking K-State to keep it close because they're playing like the team they should have been before the season. Give me the Cats.
Tommy, we were texting during the Sunflower Showdown about just like Avery Johnson as a passer looked incredible in that game. He only completed 11 passes, which is just wild to think about. But it'll take probably that or more if they want to take down Texas Tech. Can they do it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that Kansas State is clearly trending up, and they have over the last few weeks. They've really been able to shake off the absolutely putrid start that they had to the season. Texas Tech, though, they've been a team that I think I picked them to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the season, and I know that they've had quarterback injury issues and different things like that. This is going to be a really fascinating game to see if Kansas State can continue to trend upward or if Texas Tech can assert their dominance in potentially being the Big 12 champions down the road. So I think because of that, I'm going to stick with my preseason pick. I'm going to join you, Jacob, and take the Red Raiders, and I'm going to lay the 7.
Ball, Texas Tech, when they've had Mateer, has been a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. That, you know, it's on paper, this is going to be tough, but K-State might be the hottest team in the Big 12 right now.
I've watched Texas Tech on Saturday afternoons as much as anybody in the country, and I've been, or at least in this, our little group here, and I'll tell you this, they're a fun team. They're a good team. They're a really good football team. And for that, and by the way, K-State has kicked my butt all year. You know, I've gone against K-State. And it's really hurt me in my overall rankings. The same with KU, and we'll get to that in another second. But I'll tell you what, one more week, I'm going against K-State. I'm taking Texas Tech. I'm doing it because I'm still not convinced K-State's for real. But you know something? I'm starting to warm to that possibility that they are for real.
I love that they're at least in a game of magnitude again this year.
Correct.
Brandon is taking K-State. So it is as even a split as we're going to find on that game, and it should be a whole lot of fun. All right, Oklahoma State at KU. KU laying 24.5. I honestly feel like that's a big number, 24.5. TJ, where are you going with this one?
That is a very large number. And I think I'm going to take it. I think this is a game that we're not going to see Jalen Daniels play past the first half. It's finally going to be the Isaiah Marshall game in the second half, and they're going to let him cook, let all the young guys in there. And I think the Oklahoma State is really, really bad.
Tommy?
KU.
Yeah, here's the really interesting thing, a little piece of trivia about this. The two guys that are interimly leading, is interimly a word? They're the interim leaders of Oklahoma State. Our former coordinators for the Jayhawks, Doug Meacham and Clint Bowen, both spent time with the Jayhawks. Clint Bowen did for a long time. He was one of the interim head coaches for Kansas at one point. They're both down at Oklahoma State now. I don't think that's going to matter. That being said, though, 24.5 is really, really large. I think that the Cowboys can keep it within 3 touchdowns, I think. So I'm going to take Oklahoma State. I think it's going to be probably about a 3-touchdown game. So give me the Cowboys. I'll take the 24.5.
Tommy's taking a 21-point KU win, which means he's on the Oklahoma State side. Paul?
Well, KU has beat me down. Been a disappointment, at least for my bookie works right here. I'll tell you right now, I'm off of KU. I'm done with KU next week. I'm taking KU.
All right, so Brandon is taking KU. I'm just trying to look back because these are these funny lines. Texas Tech blanked Oklahoma State 42-0 last week in a game where they lost their backup quarterback. Cincinnati covered the number when they played them. Houston did not cover the number. Arizona State covered the number. Baylor would have not covered the number. So it's hard like this. I'll take Kansas at home. Kansas has to, they have to, like, if they're going to just kind of keep everybody from having the conversations with some people that they've been trying to have, they need a big, convincing, beat the crap out of them kind of a win. And so I'll bet on Jalen Daniels and that offense to be able to do that in this game. Give me KU. Tommy gets an island there. All right. Cincinnati at Utah. Utah is a 10.5 point favorite, Tommy, against the team in Cincinnati who hasn't lost a Big 12 game yet.
Yeah, I mean, Utah, I've not been on them for most of this season. In fact, I'm pretty sure I picked BYU when BYU and Utah played each other. And for some reason, I just haven't really been high on Utah. 10.5, getting into double digits, taking on a team in Cincinnati that, like you mentioned, is undefeated in Big 12 play. I know this game is at home. But double digits in that regard, that's going to be a tough task taking on an unbeaten Cincinnati team in conference play. So I'm going to take Cincinnati on the road. I'll take that 10.5. I think Utah can win the game, just maybe not by 10.5.
Paul?
Well, you know, Cincinnati has been an interesting team. I really wasn't planning on watching much of Cincinnati through the course of this year. I mean, you'd see it, you'd see it's coming on, and they're going to play somebody, and you'd go, well, I don't need to watch too much of that. Turns out, I should have watched more than I've been watching. And when I watched Cincinnati, I'm impressed. It's a good football team. Is it 10.5 points better than Utah? I don't think so. I also, along with Tommy, is going to take Cincinnati.
All right, taking those points. Cincinnati this year is, they're not jumping off the page at us at really anything that they do, quite frankly. They're just winning. That's the thing that they're jumping off the page at. Utah, meanwhile, quietly, very quietly, is boasting a top 15 offense and a top 15 defense this year. Their only losses are to unbeaten BYU, very close game. And then they lost at home to Texas Tech in a game where they were physically dominated. My gut on this told me to take Cincinnati because it's too many points. But I think everybody in the world's going to be taking Cincinnati. I'm going to take an island here. Utah's a weird place to go play. Give me the Utes. I'm going to lay 10.5. Give me the Utes. TJ, Brandon is taking Cincinnati. Are you going to give me this island?
I'll give you the island. I have a special connection with Brendan Sorsby since he almost smoked me in the face with a spiral at the KU game. Ever since then, I've been riding with the Bearcats.
Since you'll have their hands full, Utah's good. Like they're. I was surprised when I was looking them up that they've been statistically as good as they've been because they kind of seem boring, right? They have not been. They've been a really good offensive and a really good defensive team.
TJ, way to get in there and make it about yourself.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I love that.
Especially when it's such a disappointing moment in life.
Yeah.
Top regrets in life is TJ's, you know, old man Cleland's going to be on his deathbed and somebody's asking him about his greatest regrets in life.
I didn't catch the pass from Brendan Sorsby, son.
Not catching that ball on national television. It'll be up there. All right, Broncos, Texans. It is a 1.5 point game. The Texans at home are favored. I think I'm up first again here. I'll finally buy in on Broncos. I really wanted to take Houston in this game. We know Patrick Surtain's out now. Houston's going to attack that with Nico Collins. You know that they will. But Denver's kind of been able to run the ball lately. Houston's got a top defense. This feels like just kind of a slugfest, slog it out kind of a game. Bo Nix with his legs feels like an impact in this game. I'm going to take Denver. I'll take the 1.5. This one's hard. This is as hard as any games I think we have all week. TJ?
I'm going to go Broncos as well. I can't believe that the line has flipped to make them underdogs in this game because what we've seen in the Texans early on this year, there's a lot of...
Texans beat the hell out of San Francisco
last
week. I know,
that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of hype going into that game, and I don't believe it. I'm taking the Broncos. They beat everybody.
They do. They find ways to win. Tommy?
Yeah, this is the easiest game of the week for me to pick. It's absolutely the Broncos getting points. And the reason I say that is because, as you mentioned, Jacob, their running attack is absolutely for real. Between J.K. Dobbins kind of being the main guy between the 20s and then R.J. Harvey getting the touchdowns, that's kind of been the name of the game on the ground for the Broncos. And then you add in Bo Nix and what he can do also as a change of pace, throwing the ball with his arm and then also taking off and running as well. I'm not a Sean Payton fan, but I do think the Broncos are for real. They look like maybe one of the top three or four teams right now in the AFC. So the fact that they're getting points, I know it's on the road. Give me Denver. I'm going to take those points.
Paul, Brandon sent his pick, so you know very well that you could take an island with Houston here at home.
You know something? I was going to take the Broncos, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to take the Broncos. However, we're getting to that point of the year where you got to start, you know, challenge the system a little bit. You got to think ahead. You got to think, here is an island. Okay, I might miss this, but if I win this, I pick up a game on all of you suckers. I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans because I want the island.
I just have this feeling that this will be Denver's fall flat week when I finally pick them, but we'll see if that works out for you, Paul. All right, the big one, Chiefs, Bills. TJ, you're up first now. Bills are 1.5 dogs. That's where we're picking it. Who knows where that line ends up by Sunday, but right now for us, it's at 1.5. Buffalo getting 1.5 at home.
Josh Allen is really good against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, and that's the one thing that keeps replaying over and over in my head. But my heart is telling me the Chiefs are finally going to do it because this Chiefs team is freaking awesome. Chiefs going to cover that number.
1.5, Tommy, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, look, like this is the true definition of a coin flip game. I mean, obviously, this could go absolutely either direction. I don't think the 1.5 really matters at all. We should just be picking this game on the money line. Yeah. Who's going to win the game? I mean, that's really the way that it stands. I don't have a good read one way or the other, other than just the fact that the Chiefs seem to be clicking into gear at this point. And solely for that reason, I know the Bills are fantastic, but I'm going to join TJ. I'll take the Chiefs.
That puts you up next, Paul.
Well, this might be another island. I don't know. I'm kind of looking at it that way. You know, I really like both these teams. I think both these teams can win the game. I think both these teams can cover the points, 1.5 points. I mean, this is kind of just a flip of a coin. But I think this is trending to the Chiefs. And I'm looking to make up points. I'm looking to gain on you guys. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and take the Bills because I think it's going to be another island. That's what it's looking like to me.
Brandon takes the Chiefs. It won't be an island, Paul. I'm going to take Buffalo. Look, I think the Chiefs are the best team in football. If I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl right now, I'd pick the Chiefs. But we're in week 9 or whatever we're in. We're not at that point of the season. Buffalo, after that bye week, absolutely annihilated and embarrassed Carolina and at least gets them – they got themselves back on track. If nothing else, they looked really good last week. I think it's going to be a classic game. I think both quarterbacks are going to play well. It's just, you know, what's the difference? Maybe it's home field. So I'll take Buffalo. I'll take the 1.5. I do think the 1.5 could come into play. I would rather see it at, you know, 2.5, which is probably where it will be this week. And this isn't a game I'm putting any money on or anything else. I'll take some player props, but I'll take Buffalo. They've been good in this matchup, especially at home in the regular season. Brandon taking the Chiefs. That takes us to Sunday night football. Seahawks at Commanders. Commanders are 3-point dogs at home, Tommy, with Jaden Daniels, we assume, back.
Yeah, I mean, I was at Arrowhead on Monday night to watch Washington. There was really nothing that impressive about the Commanders. I mean, I know that early on in the game, they forced a couple of turnovers against the Chiefs. You know, Marcus Mariota ran the ball okay, I guess, but that was mainly it for Washington. I know that they may have Jaden Daniels back in this game. Terry McLaurin will not be playing. He re-aggravated that injury on Monday night, so that's a big-time deep threat gone for Jaden Daniels. I really am not overly impressed right now with what I see from Washington, and I thought they were going to be a lot better than what they have been so far this season. So knowing that, I know it's on the road, and I know the Seahawks are laying points, and I don't love laying points with a road team necessarily, but I think I will take Seattle. I'm going to lay the 3.
Laying points with a road team, Paul, that has to travel across the country.
Well, I
don't think that matters as much in primetime games, but, you know, it's a thing.
Well, but they're playing the Commanders, and I have really – I mean, I'm talking about – you know, week 3, 4, I really started losing confidence in the Commanders, and I'm not sure I've gotten any of that, you know, that confidence back in this team, fellas. I've got no prediction that they can win this game. Although it's 3 points, but you know, in professional football, who knows? I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think this might be the easiest pick of all the picks we're making today. This is the easiest. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Brandon's taking the Seahawks as well. I'm struggling with this one either. I put hard ones on there. I kind of went and said, which ones do I not have a good feel for? Jaden Daniels is Jaden Daniels. And and Tommy, you know this because we talked about it all offseason. I have not been a believer in the Commanders to get back to where they were last year. Now they've had all these injuries. They really miss Terry McLaurin. Seattle, oh man, I think I'm gonna bet on Jaden Daniels at home. Wow. I think I'm gonna bet on Jaden Daniels at home. I'm gonna take the 3 points and just see if he can't have a superhero game a little bit. I did think their defense in the first half looked a lot better than it had. And if they can, we know Sam Darnold under pressure, remember, sees ghosts and all those things. If they can get a little pressure on him like they did on Mahomes, he's probably gonna make some mistakes. I'll take the points at home. I'll take Washington.
I was sitting here typing in Commanders for my pick because I was sure that I had my Seahawks down and I was switching it to Commanders because I was sure I was going to get that island there, but you switched it up on me. Also, I was sure that we were going to get a Paul Savage quote in there about how they're going to go to Washington, D.C. and be distracted by the government shutdown antics and not be able to play in this game.
It's a factor. It's a factor.
I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one. As PJ Glasser likes to tell us, the Seahawks have the 12th man at home, but they kind of suck at home, but they're really good on the road. So I'll take this one. I agree with Tommy. I was an Arrowhead, and I was not moved by the Commanders. I don't think that Jaden can fix those problems. I'll take Seahawks and lay the points.
Yeah, listen, I thought I might get an island there, and Jaden Daniels with points at home. We'll see what kind of legs the young fella has. That's it. That's six. That's our games. We'll see how
it... Three islands on the board this week. And I tallied up last week's. I got the results for you. Okay, coming in last, Jacob and Paul and Tommy all go 2-4. Brandon goes 4-2. TJ goes 5-1.
I want to start us here on a Catch a Kansas Friday on the beginning of the playoffs, Paul, with what I believe is a rematch, correct, for you guys at East taking on Dodge City. You just played them not that long ago.
Well, Friday. It was just Friday we went out to Dodge City. We had already figured out, so we'd already, you know, seen the possibilities that if we won out in Dodge City, we would play Dodge City again the next week. That looked like it was going to be a fact. But if we won in Dodge City, we would come back and play the first round here in Wichita. Well, it turns out we did not beat Dodge City. So guess what? We're getting on a bus again. We're going to repeat for 2 weeks in a row, driving to beautiful Dodge City, Kansas.
Wagons West, out there. So what did you guys learn, Paul? It was a one-score game, if memory serves.
Right.
It was close. Probably feels coin flippy again here in this one. But this is the kind of first-round matchup we get excited about.
Right. When you go up and down, all your great matchups in the first round are going to be teams that are in the middle of the rankings. You know, your 8s, your 9s, your 7s, your 6s. Those are going to be the fun matches because they're good teams. I mean, you know, how much fun is it going to be? And no offense to North, you know, those kids give great effort. I don't care what you say, how good they are, no matter what, you know, size, speed, whatever. Those kids work hard. They try. I really mean that. But there's no joy in North going and playing Mays. I mean, it's just, you know, who wants that? But with that being said, you know, the middle part of these brackets is always going to be fun and interesting. And I think both Dodge City and East would say, hey, either team can win. Who's going to show up, make the adjustments from last week, and are going to be able to do the things that it takes to win the ball game? Because I think it's two fairly evenly matched football teams. So we'll just see who has made the best adjustments, who has done the best job of preparing, and we'll go from there. The one thing that I'm hopeful on the game for tonight is that the southeast winds are not there tonight. Last week, the southeast winds, the wind was from the southeast. And, you know, in the southeast part of that town, there's like these huge cattle places, you know, that process.
Smell of money, Paul. Smell of money.
It smelled like something. I wasn't sure it smelled like money for like 4 hours in that stadium, but it smelled like something. But anyway, my hope is the winds are from the north at least.
I grew up with basically a feed yard in my backyard, and that was our go-to line. Smells like money.
Smells like money. That's true.
All right, let's stick with the big schools here, TJ. I think one that we've sort of highlighted, and you guys have, you know, featured it a little bit, is Southeast, and what they've done is such a great story this year. Size it up. It looks like not only have they had this great season, first time in more than 20 years or whatever that they've gotten to 6 wins. Not only that, they have a real good chance to advance in the playoffs.
Oh yeah. First time they've won 6 games since 2007, so just about 20 years. If they win tonight, it'll be the first time since 2000 that they've had a 7-win season. And so, the best sound – I talked to them earlier this week, did a feature on them, and then we'll have more on them this afternoon. It's the game of the week that we decided to do this one on. The best thing that I heard from them is I talked to their coach. It's the second year there. And I said, how are the kids handling, you know, having this much success, having a 6-2 regular season? How are they handling it? And he said, they don't know what to think. They've never done this before. They don't know what to think about this. They're learning as they go. But, man, like, they've got some guys. They've got, like, 28 seniors, they were telling me, a lot of upperclassmen. They do things really well. You know, their only two losses were against Capen and Northwest, I believe, or something like that. I mean, two buzzsaws. I mean, other than that, they handled their business with everybody else, won some tough games, and they get to host a playoff game tonight, which I couldn't figure out how long it's been since that, but you'd think it'd be just about 20 years as well to get some home field advantage in the playoffs. So they're pumped about it. They get Heights tonight. Should be able to take care of business there. They had that game earlier on in the season that they won. So just an awesome story to feature a school that used to be awesome. And that Paul will tell you about, but it's cool to see whenever they're good, it feels like the middle of the City League is floating up a little bit, which is always great for the City League.
Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about the City League, because you guys, Paul coaches for East, for the viewers that haven't caught on, you guys see all of these teams. Carroll gets the win last night, old school Paul Savage football, 14-0. What do you think of the City League this year, Paul, overall, as we now turn the page into the postseason?
It's been so much fun watching teams like Carroll. Carroll's been down. Carroll's been down the last couple of years, as you guys well know. They've been down with the quality of players. They've been down with the number of players. They've been down with size. They've been down with speed. Well, they got a lot of that back this year. And I know that has to do with, you know, Catholic things and how kids get into these schools and what they do. But they've gotten a lot of really good players back. But the number one thing about Carroll is that they're well coached. Those guys over there do a really good job of coaching those kids, getting them ready, figuring out what it takes to win, how you line up, all the little things it takes, and Carroll's doing a good job. Southeast is also one of those teams. It's fascinating, and I'm with TJ. Man, it is fun to see kids who have been down, and then all of a sudden they rise, and they're good, and they're competitive. You just can't take anything for granted with Southeast, and that isn't a story in itself, and I think it's really fascinating. There's a tremendous history with Southeast football. State championships going all the way back to the days of Coach Matasserin, and that's a long time ago. Southeast has been good at football, so it's good to see them come back. And by the way, it's always good to see a high school who has been down, you know, rejuvenate. There is really something special about that story, which is why everybody goes ahead, plays the game. And I want to see it with North. I want to see North go again. I want to see North in the Barry, to get back to the Barry Sanders days and all those kind of great days. I'd love to see North make a comeback. It's time for North to do it. If Southeast can do it, let's go, North. Let's see you guys do it too.
Yeah, you know, Jacob, while we're talking about Bishop Carroll, we haven't talked about this on the show yet. Last week, I caught the second half of them versus Derby. Bishop Carroll's first win ever over Derby. They went down there in Panther Stadium and beat the Derby Panthers, which not a lot of people do. And for them to go down there in a rainy Friday night, it was like no frills. They're like, we're just going to sit here and like, you got nowhere to go, buddy. Like, they didn't run anything tricky. They weren't letting it fly. It was just, we're going to run it 3 yards at a time. And they did that. And they went into Derby after the season that they had last year and get a win over the Panthers. Yeah. Is a big deal. So heading into the playoffs, you know, they're playing like a really good team.
Well, I told you guys Carroll was going to be good. I mean, I saw him on film before we even played him. I was watching some film with Carroll. And I, on this radio show, I told both of you guys, I said, this is going to be a team that's going to be hard to reckon with throughout the year. They're good, they're big, they're strong, and it's all being proven out. But I saw that on film, like, what, the second week when we got started getting a little bit ready for them. So they're a good football team. And hats off to them. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see the City League having some strength in its ranks all the way down to the middle part of the league. There's some really very good football teams in the City League this year.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. TJ, what are some of the other smaller schools, metro schools that are, we'll just call it playing competitive games? We know most of the good teams shouldn't have much trouble in the first round.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones tonight, which I'd love to do more on, but it's just, you know, a little farther away from the metro tonight, is Augusta versus McPherson. Should be a bunch of fun. McPherson's always really good. They've lost some uncharacteristic games this year, and Augusta is really playing up. They've had their struggles as well, and they've had a really good season. So I believe this is an 8-9 matchup in Class 4A, if I'm not mistaken. So this is one where it's a little bit of a coin toss game. It'll be a bunch of fun for that one. I'm excited for Trinity Academy. has had one of their better years in the past couple of years with their new coach, former Jayhawk, leading the Knights there. They go to Heston tonight, which is actually, I can't remember the coach's name for the life of me right now. It was Shadler or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's a Heston alum. Going back to play against Heston for the first round of the playoffs. So fun story to watch there. Other than that, we had some action on Thursday night. May South couldn't do it at Goddard. Goddard got it done over May South, excuse me. So that was a notable one. I believe that was Goddard's like first playoff win in 3 years, believe it or not. Like they've gotten upset in the first round. As hosting games, they've gotten upset in the first round. So that's one that is notable. And then out west, we got a Great Bend, number one team in 5A. So honestly, like I always say, I don't know much about the eastern side of the state because I just don't follow it as much as we do guys. But, I mean, we've got legit chance. Like, I mean, Mays is the only undefeated in 6A. Great Bend is probably the best team in 5A outside of maybe a couple Kansas cities. But you can make its case Great Bend might be the best team in 5A. Capon's probably the best team in 4A. Andale's probably the best team in 3A. You know, like there's a chance.
Got a chance at some hardware this year.
You could put in your Ketchikan-Kansas parlay here. You could really run up some local teams to win some state championships this year, I think.
I love that.
We don't bet on high school sports.
That's correct. We do not. We don't even think about it. TJ, what can we count on for Ketchikan-Kansas coverage today?
Going to be a bunch of fun. Rachel and I will be in with you. She's heading out to Southeast. Going to do some pregame live shots at Buffalo Stadium, which I think will be awesome just to have the people out there talking live at a Southeast football game and get those people excited about it because I know that they're all pumped about it. So we'll have some more coverage on them coming up tonight. Have those games that we talked about. We've got some of our guys up in Topeka area. So we've got those games for you as well. And then state volleyball going on as well. So the pool play yesterday and today. At the different sites, and then we'll name some state champions tomorrow. So we'll have coverage of those. If we get some local winners, we'll get some feature stories up on our website, ketchikkansas.com, for all the volleyball players to get their love.
Heck yeah. Remember, you've got K-State basketball versus Newman tonight here on KFH, so that high school football scoreboard show will be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Ketchikkansas coverage begins on 12 News all day long. Ketchikkansas.com, the free Ketchikkansas app, taking us into tonight's coverage, of course, at 10:35 on the KSCW for the Ketchikkansas show. It is a Friday fit, boys. Bring this out again because I just love this hat. So 35 by 70 Golf Co. See that buffalo? Maybe the buffalo with the yellow, the gold headband. Maybe Southeast fans looking for looking for a little swag. 35 by 70 Golf Co. We appreciate their support. It is a good time to get on there and check out their cold weather gear, as well as the temperatures are turning and it's a little trickier to play golf in the regular gear. So go to 35by70golfco.com and check out their selection. You can use the promo code Jacob for 10% off your purchase there. I'm ready for it. You guys get good weather for Friday night football versus a week ago. That's always nice. I don't love when games are impacted by weather. I have covered some just disgusting playoff football games in the state of Kansas over the years, weather wise. And you do feel slighted a little bit sometimes. You're like, man, if the weather was better, but you're not going to have that issue tonight. Halloween night, you're going to get lots of fun costumes in the stands for the fans. And it'll be a beautiful night.
Should we wear costumes on the show? I got a hot dog costume lying around somewhere.
I once did a high school football show in a lifetime ago in that one. We were the Dumb and Dumber yellow and orange tuxedos. And we spent the entire show quoting Dumb and Dumber lines. Like nothing made it through without a Dumb and Dumber quote. It was one of the greatest achievements I've ever had in broadcast television. I got to find that broadcast. I'll send it to you. All right, that does it. Always fun on Fridays here on Sports Daily. Having a blast. Congrats to everybody on the Mark Andrews tale. We'll try to keep the streak alive on Monday with Monday Night Football. Now I'm feeling pressure on this deal, but it's been fun. Thanks for Brandon and Tommy and Paul for hopping in for some picks. Thanks to Max Power for producing for us this week. We've got a big night of high school football. Don't forget it. Catch it all. High school football scoreboard show tomorrow morning right here. TJ will have you covered on Ketchikkansas tonight. And we will be back Monday to recap Chiefs Bills.
Jacob, we didn't even realize. We just sent it in our group chat. Brandon and I have the exact same picks, and I didn't even look at his picks beforehand. So we will be tailing together. I might actually have to put this one in a parlay.
We always say to destined to fail in our intro there. That feels a little destined-y to fail. All right, we'll see everybody Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But Fan Cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% Fan Cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the Fan Cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.